This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we discovered what Paul shared in Romans about his mission and message. It's clear that both revolved around his master. He had no mission or message apart from Jesus Christ. This is what he says about his master. As to his human nature, he was a descendant of David. David was given this promise personally in 2 Samuel 7. Matthew's gospel begins, "A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David." It's clear in verse 4, this descendant of David, Jesus Christ, died. But Paul points out he was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. His resurrection is the distinguishing and affirming mark of his deity. It's one thing to say he was the Son of God. It's another to demonstrate that he was and is the Son of God by the power displayed in his resurrection. This sets him apart from all other religious founders and leaders. They're all still in their graves. He alone arose and lives. Notice in verse 7 how the Lord Jesus Christ is intrinsically identified with God the Father as the source of the grace and peace bestowed on believers. In verse 8, it's clear that the intimate relationship Paul had with God was made possible through Jesus Christ. It's also clear in verse 5 that through Jesus Christ and for his name's sake, the gospel went out and those who believed it belonged to him. In other words, there's no life-transforming mission or message apart from the Master, Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your Master?